I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a cloudy sky in store today with a high near 60 degrees, a chance of rain through the morning hours. Farmers in Illinois and Indiana say they're concerned about how President Trump's new directives on immigration might affect them. Michael Puente reports.
We're still months away from knowing exactly how the president's crackdown on undocumented immigrants will impact the availability of migrant farm workers from Mexico. That's because there's currently nothing to harvest on farms in Indiana and Illinois. But even though the need doesn't come until midsummer, farmers are worried now, says Robert White of Indiana Farm Bureau.
Our folks are worried that they may not have enough workers to get the job done when harvest rolls around.
White says food costs could rise as much as 30% if enough migrant workers aren't found. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Illinois Farm Bureau says it's unlikely Americans would step in. He says it's difficult to find a, quote, domestic workforce. I'm Michael Puente.
When a largely white public school nestled in Chicago's wealthiest suburbs planned a day-long civil rights seminar, it drew award-winning authors and crafted a college-caliber syllabus. But New Trier High School has now found itself stepping into the minefield of national dialogue on race and civil rights. Some parents and conservative groups have deemed the event radical and divisive. Dueling petitions have been circulated and heated emails have piled up. Hundreds packed a school board meeting last week. Most parents and students at the high-achieving school say they support the seminar. The debate shows how complicated it is to teach civil rights at a time when much of the country struggles to discuss race. Some teachers worry their work will become more difficult after a polarizing presidential election that's fueled more division. State Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch of Chicago says he's witnessed voter intimidation. It happened last November in Kankakee. At a recent House hearing reviewing the 2016 elections, Welch says police were stopping people of color near polling sites, and that included him.
I had a police officer follow me for 6 blocks in Kankakee County. And I just think it was all a designed effort to decrease the minority vote.
Welch is a Democrat. He's also an attorney. He says he was monitoring polling places, and the state's attorney has been investigating allegations that Democratic campaigners were trying to bribe voters. Officials say they found no wrongdoing, but Kankakee County Clerk Bruce Clark says, nevertheless, they stationed police outside the voting sites. Welch was stopped for broadcasting a recorded Get Out the Vote message from President Barack Obama. He says police told him to stop. Kankakee Deputy Police Chief Robin Passwater confirms the department did interact with Welch on Election Day, but he did not elaborate. Again, we're going to see a chance of rain through the morning hours today. Expect a cloudy sky otherwise. Partly sunny by later today with a high near 60 degrees. A better chance for showers, maybe even a few thunderstorms overnight tonight and into tomorrow. I'm Jennifer Fuller.